Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, listen, before we get going with today's episode, I just need to make it totally clear that without Lotus Cars, these podcasts do not exist. And as you know, I believe them to be a high-performance car brand. And this week, they have shown that more than ever with the announcement and the launch of the Lotus Emira, which will be their final petrol-driven road car before they start moving down the road of full electric vehicles, and it is unbelievable. If you've got time, just check out at Lotus Cars across social media. Go to lotuscars.com or just type in Lotus Emira, E-M-I-R-A, into any search engine and take a look at the absolute beauty that they've created. Hi there, welcome along to another bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast to finish your week. First of all, thanks very much for joining us, and you're going to enjoy today's episode because it centres around someone who the whole country is celebrating and talking about and obsessed with at the moment, Gareth Southgate. In a moment, you're going to hear Gareth share some of the exclusive conversations we had on the High Performance Podcast where he revealed to us just what he's done to build resilience in his team. Welcome to this bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast.
I remember asking them before the game early on, what are we going to do if we go a goal down? And there was like a look of horror because it was almost, you never speak about that. You prepare a team to play in every phase of the game, with and without the ball. But as soon as a goal is scored, the game changes. You know, the dynamic of the game changes, the psychology of the game changes. And it's almost like I played in lots of teams that we were really well prepared for while everything was at 0-0. But then when a goal goes in at either end, it's up to us. And so to actually talk about what are we going to do in those moments and staying calm, and, you know, our first game in the World Cup, we're 1-0 ahead. England have been there many times before, 1-1, but we hold our nerve, we keep playing, we're patient, we wait for the right opportunity and we score a set play in the 89th or 91st minute. If that had been 1-1 and we're panicking and we're taking shots from 30 yards and it ends 1-1, the whole of the rest of the tournament can look different. So that was a scenario we'd talked through. And then, of course, you've got lived experiences. The longer you're with a team, you can refer back to games where, look, we've been in this position before. We've come from behind to win. We've led from the front and held the lead. We've won in these big matches. You can refer to those performances that are really clear pictures in the players' minds, I think.
So, Damien, look, when we watch the TV, we see all these as football decisions and football management, but actually they're not, are they? They're people decisions and their people management. And it is Gareth Southgate's emotional intelligence and his understanding of people that has put England in the final of Euro 2020?
Definitely. You know, these are skills that often get dismissed as soft skills, but the reality is that they lead to hard edge performances that we see, creating a culture where people feel psychologically safe, where they feel valued, respected, and just as important as any of them is they feel that they belong. All of those factors go into then allowing people to flourish and deliver the performances that we've been enjoying watching over the last month or so.
Look, we had an amazing couple of hours in that hotel room in Harrogate with Gareth a couple of months ago, just before he went into the sort of pre-tournament camp. And I suppose that we felt at the time the kind of solidity in his decisions. You know, he spoke, didn't he, on the podcast about the fact that he's now at an age where he feels he can actually be himself rather than worry too much about what people are thinking. And I think that you can only make the kind of decisions that he is making, and you can only build resilience in your team if you have it yourself. And I think that when you go back to the semi-final on Wednesday night, the fact that Jack Grealish has probably been the player that the fans have called for the most during this tournament when he's not been involved, right? Then he brings him on in the semi-final. Then he substitutes him in extra time and takes him back off again. You only make massive decisions like that if you are able to get yourself into a place where the reaction of other people and the opinion of other people and the judgment of other people doesn't matter to you.
Definitely. I think one of the factors that Gareth spoke about so eloquently, Jake, was that he's got a team of people around him that he trusts, people that are experts in their own way. So he's got that diversity of thought, people that are prepared to challenge him. And I think they're the ones that he genuinely listens to rather than those of us that are sat outside of his world making judgments without a full understanding of the people and the issues behind his decisions.
There's also a sense, I think, don't you, that he's the right man at the right time as well. You know, I know that Jesse Lingard is no longer in the England squad for this tournament, but he's been reading Vex King's books. I saw an interview with Raheem Sterling talking about, you know, meditation. I know a lot of the players are working with psychologists. We've had the conversation with them here on the podcast. It feels to me like 20 years ago, Gareth wouldn't have necessarily been able to take this approach to his management. But the world has changed, football has changed, and his timing to become the England boss at this point is just perfect for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. I think that if you think of Gareth even as a player himself, you know, by his own admission, he wasn't the most talented a player, but he certainly invested an awful lot of thought into his craft and what he was doing, and then he maximised every ounce of what he was of his potential through his career. And I think that's probably where we are as a group at the moment. When he took over, was that, you know, we had the debacle of getting beat to Iceland in the last European Championships and the embarrassment of that. And I think he took over at a low ebb where people were prepared to say that what we'd done for so many years wasn't working. There had to be an alternative way. And I think he's given that that's what he'd done in his own career, he squeezed every last drop out of the potential of creating a culture, using that as a competitive advantage, putting kindness and decency at the heart of what you're doing rather than shouting and screaming and being the alpha male in these situations. He's proven that there is a better way.
And also, I think he's understood that removing pressure, not adding to pressure, is the right approach. You know, I'm sure that in previous times, managers have reminded their players at the very last minute what this means to England and what the expectation is and that all the fans will be watching. Whereas Gareth sat in that hotel room with us and said, well, what pressure? We've not won anything since 1966. The only pressure that is on this England team is the pressure this team puts on itself. There is no external pressure. There's expectation, but there's no real pressure. And that has been an absolute genius touch from him to remove that pressure. And they have looked like a team playing without pressure for the last few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Again, there's so many sort of little aspects of him that's out there to admire that can be applied to so many people, whether they're working in sport or not. It's just about life. It's about, like, some of the examples that he's spoken about previously, that people felt that the shirt weighed heavy was a phrase that he used in our podcast. He spoke about the cliques that had existed from club loyalty, whereas he again got away from that binary, you play for your club or your country, and he used that great phrase, it's club and country. You know, like playing for your country is like being part of a club where you come along and you've got bonds, you've got strength of relationships with people that maybe you don't play with every week. And I think all of those factors are applicable for any of us in any walk of life where we've been into environments where there's cliques, where you don't feel that you're welcome or that you're not given a sense of belonging. And I think the lessons that Gareth's teaching us can be applied wherever we work.
Finally, I would just say, if you're listening to this conversation thinking, look, that's not an episode for me, I'm not really into my football, it is not a conversation with football. In fact, when I caught up with Gareth about a year ago or a year and a half ago, he told me his favourite episode was the conversation we had with Holly Tucker, who is the entrepreneur and the founder of NotOnTheHighStreet.com. So this is an England manager who is gleaning information from all kinds of places. And he's sharing pretty much everything with you on the High Performance Podcast. I've not heard an interview with him like that anywhere else. So if you haven't heard the full interview with Gareth Southgate, just go through the back catalogue, track it down, and I know you'll get a lot from it. Damien, thanks for joining us for this little bite-sized conversation.
No, thank you for having me along again, Jake.
No worries, mate. Thanks to Finn Ryan from Rethink Audio, the whole team behind the High Performance Podcast. And don't forget, on Monday, a brand new episode drops. It's a real cracker. And as well as that, starting next week, our Olympic specials. We've got some huge names lined up as we start to turn our attention towards Tokyo. Right, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you for plenty more High Performance very soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.